Iowa also has a registry for convicted sex offenders, and a law approved this summer prohibits those offenders who committed crimes against children from living within 2,000 feet of a school or a daycare center. That requirement makes it all but impossible for offenders to live in many small towns or densely populated cities. Civil liberties groups and law enforcement officials say the law is well-intentioned but unworkable. From member station WOI, Catherine Perkins reports.
In the front yard of this two-story house in Vinton, Iowa, you may hear the occasional rumble of traffic from nearby Highway 218, but otherwise it's quiet. There's no evidence of children nearby, no sounds of them playing. This is Doug's mother's house. He's a 32-year-old white male with piercing gray-blue eyes and his hair still cropped short from time in prison. Doug, who doesn't want his last name used, was recently arrested just for living here because the school sits on the other side of a heavily wooded area. Doug served nearly 3 years in prison for lascivious acts with a child, his daughter, who was 7 at the time. He's one of the first people in Iowa charged under a law prohibiting certain sex offenders from living within 2,000 feet of a school or daycare. When released from prison in August, he says he tried to comply with the law.
And then I came to Vinton, where I planned on living, and I registered, and they told me that I might not be able to live at that residence, and they said that they would get back a hold of me and let me know, and they never did. And then 2 months later, they came and they arrested me for a violation of the 2,000 feet law.
Doug says he measured the distance to the school by car twice. Law enforcement authorities say the residence is within 2,000 feet of the school, as the crow flies. Doug has since moved out of Vinton. There's nowhere for him to live, legally, in the town where he spent most of his life. But those who treat sex offenders say there are no safe zones. Jerry Allen, a probation parole officer in Iowa's 6th Judicial District, works in an intensive program for sex offenders. While they're encouraged to find steady employment and a stable residence, Allen says people have lost jobs and families have been uprooted.
And a lot of people would say, well, yeah, so what? The reality is these people are in the community. They're living in the community. The problem isn't with the people that we've identified. It's with the people we haven't identified.
While Allen agrees that having someone who has abused minors watching children all day is a potentially dangerous situation, she'd like to see the law changed to allow more discretion. Sergeant Barry Arnold, who investigates sex crimes for the Des Moines Police Department, used to answer calls from parents concerned that a sex offender was living near their child's school. Until the law took effect, he says he had to tell those parents no law was being broken. But even with the new restrictions, Sergeant Arnold is reluctant to say children are safer.
The intent of the law is to protect kids. Will it? I don't know how big an impact it can have. If it protects a couple kids in our state, let's do it. But let's come up with something a little more workable.
Making it workable may mean changing the distance requirement, something the lawmaker who sponsored the measure says he's willing to do. State Senator Jerry Bain says if a court says 2,000 feet is too restrictive, he'll change the law to fit the ruling. He says the last thing he ever wanted to do was to make anyone see the offenders as victims.
Some of the articles that I've read tend to portray the sex offender now as a victim. It's so hard for him to live. When some of these poor young kids that have been molested are going to carry those emotional scars for the rest of their lives after some of these guys have had their beer and gone to bed and totally are unconcerned.
Many lawmakers shared Bain's sentiments. The bill passed nearly unanimously. No one wants to appear to be sympathetic to sex offenders in an election year. It's a point that's not lost on Doug. He says he thinks the law is unfair, but admits he wouldn't want a sex offender living near where his children go to school. And when asked whether he can understand why parents might be wary of having him live nearby, he says, looking down at his hands, he thinks he can. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Perkins in Ames, Iowa.